Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. We've been on kind of on the drug issue, the war on drugs, the insanity of it throughout the evening tonight, specifically the war on cannabis users, which is the primary mode of the war on drugs, but also other consensual criminals, people who have chemicals on their person or I think also being victimized by the state, and they're ruining people's lives, destroying families in the name of fighting this insane war on drugs, which cannot possibly be won. It just simply, like it did with alcohol prohibition, drives these products underground and makes them more dangerous. It puts them more likely in the hands of children. A lot of people are concerned about kids and drugs. Well, guess what? You talk to high schoolers, they'll tell you it's easier to get a bag of marijuana than it is to get some alcohol. Which, you know, is actually fine by me because I think marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. But nonetheless, it's a point that I'm making is that prohibition actually makes it easier for kids to get drugs that you probably don't want them to get. 800-259-9231. And
it's easier for the average high school student to get a bag of marijuana than it is for them to get a case of beer.
Yep.
Just ask them.
Yeah, you better believe it. If they're being honest with you, they'll tell you the truth. So real quick, though, since I mentioned earlier, somebody called in with the inevitable objection of, well, you don't want to decriminalize marijuana. What about people that'll drive? Well, number one, right now the roads are filled with people who have gotten high while in their car and are driving around. I'd just like to remind
you. So your law isn't stopping people from driving while smoking pot. Secondly, alcohol, which is legal, it's against the law to drive while intoxicated. I think we can take care of this issue.
Well, and I'd like to point out that, as I mentioned, it's not necessarily a dangerous thing to be high on marijuana and behind the wheel. I know the police might want you to believe otherwise, but they're just ignoring the evidence. From Berkshire, the United Kingdom, marijuana appears to have a less adverse effect on driving ability than does alcohol, according to findings from a recent study by the UK's Transport Research Laboratory. The results replicate earlier findings recorded in the United States, Australia, and elsewhere. So, again, these studies have been done multiple times around the world, and these studies indicate that marijuana intoxication plays a relatively insignificant role in vehicular accidents. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws Foundation Director Alan St. Pierre said the results weren't surprising. Study after study, he said, shows that marijuana's slight impairment on psychomotor skills generally falls within the range of safety we accept for prescription medications and other legal potentially debilitating factors. The findings of this latest inquiry are no different. The TRL study from the UK examined the driving performance of 15 volunteers while under the influence of low and high doses of marijuana and while sober. All volunteers were tested using a sophisticated driving simulator. Researchers found that marijuana appeared to adversely influence subjects' ability to accurately steer a car, so-called tracking ability, but found their reaction time and all other measures of driving performance to be unaffected by the drug. Researchers further noted that subjects were cognizant of their impairment and attempted to compensate for it by reducing the difficulty of the driving task, for example, by driving more slowly.
Yeah, pot smokers. If you find that guy that's going 25 miles an hour in the right-hand lane, I wonder.
Now,
there's no guarantee that he's not driving a Lincoln. He's 80 years old. But
it's not to say that an alcohol drinker can't judge himself accurately. But how many times have you been around somebody who's had too much to drink, who has the attitude of, I'm fine. I'll just get in my car here and head home. I mean, it happens. People who are very inebriated on alcohol aren't the best judges of their own abilities at that time. Not all of them. And so with what they're saying here is with marijuana, the people that are smoking marijuana are very aware that if they feel they're impaired, they at the very least are aware of the fact that they're impaired and are willing to compensate with their driving ability to do it. So study after study, the authors concluded, in terms of road safety, it cannot be concluded that driving under the influence of cannabis is not a hazard. However, in comparison with alcohol, the severe effects of alcohol on the higher cognitive processes of driving are likely to make this more of a hazard, particularly at higher levels, that is, alcohol consumption. And similar trials previously conducted have shown that alcohol and sleep deprivation have a more adverse impact on driving ability than does marijuana. So, again, it's very minor is what we're talking about here. 800-259-9231. So whenever somebody tries to trot out the claim that, the roads will be filled with people crashing their cars because of marijuana, the roads are filled with people right now, and everything's okay. More on the way here with your calls. We go to them. I'm talking to Bill first in Tampa, listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just tons. Absolutely tons.
Pick one.
I couldn't begin to tell you.
Pick one.
Well, help me with two or three.
Well, in other words, we may have time for one. Go ahead.
Help me out with two or three. They're short.
All right, go.
First of all, let me say that if you were my kid, I'd be proud.
Oh, thanks.
All right? I think that a show like this ought to be on for an hour a day every day.
We've actually got three hours a night, six nights a week, and as I mentioned earlier, yep, if you are only getting the Saturday show on your local talk station, give him a call. Thank the program director for putting whatever he's put on. Some people only get 2 hours on Saturday night. Some get all three. Some stations get us all week long, too. And then ask him to put on the weeknight show. Even if they don't air us live, it's still better than nothing.
Well, I think an hour tour every, you know, just like Rush, just like Hannity, just like Savage. You know, I listen to all these guys, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm a very smart man. I'm in my mid-50s. And I think something like this is very valuable.
Well, thank you. We think so, too. What else was on your mind tonight?
All right. Number two.
We're waiting.
Marijuana could be switched with alcohol, and that would be just fine.
You mean making alcohol prohibited again?
Everything.
No,
Just switch it.
You know it wouldn't be fine. It wouldn't be fine because the violence...
No, I mean, you don't understand. I mean...
No, I don't.
Okay.
What do you mean?
All the... I don't necessarily agree with either one, but... I think that if you switched all the laws, marijuana would be a lot, you know, better than alcohol.
Well, marijuana is safer than alcohol.
Right.
And the statistics
that's all I'm
show
saying.
It.
I'm saying,
right.
If you just switched it, you know, that would be great. You know,
but it wouldn't be great. But I'm saying, hold on. Point of information here. What you're saying would not be great because
saying is that you can switch the word marijuana for alcohol and then.
Right.
I thought you said switch the laws. I thought you meant switch it. You know, from making alcohol illegal again. I'm sorry. I just think
alcohol is worse than marijuana.
I would agree with you,
but
it shouldn't be prohibited because then that makes the problem 10 times worse than it actually already is. So, third point, quick.
All right. Obama is your worst nightmare.
He's a bad man.
This man wants to control everything.
Well, sure he does.
Just about anybody who gets in the presidential office is that way.
The nightmares keep getting worse.
That's what it takes in order to be the kind of guy that runs for president.
Like, George Bush was a worse nightmare than Bill Clinton, and Obama's a worse nightmare than George Bush. They just keep getting worse because they're all piling on top of one another.
I kind of like Ford, but he didn't win the office.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it.
I got one more.
Oh, gosh. All right. One more. Quick.
One more.
We're cutting you off after this. Go.
I know you're going to cut me off, but listen to this one. All right. Your priority shouldn't be necessarily that one addiction is better than the other addiction. Your priority should be that there's a cure for addiction of everything, food, alcohol, blah, 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 blah.
And what is that?
Well, just being in touch with your feelings and being friendly and, you know, getting a kick out of being friendly.
I'm all in favor of that. I thank you for the call tonight.
Good attitude fixes a lot of problems.
You better believe it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue with John in Tampa, listening to WFLA. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
That guy's a hard act to follow, but I was going to say that, did you notice how the press is, they're talking about bailing out the press, and I was going to say that the press is really controlled by the government as it is.
Sure.
Anyway, right now. And I'm an amateur archaeologist down in Florida, and I tried to get the St. Pete Times for 5 years to do articles about my stone anchors that were found on the west coast of Florida with the giant holes in them that represent the stone anchor fleet, the stone anchor contingent of the fleet of Atlantis.
Hmm.
And I jumped through every hoop they had, but they never gave me an article. And I just thought it was important to say this because all those stoners out there might want to realize that the west coast of Florida was ancient Atlantis and that the Jews and the Arabs are fighting over Israel because they think the Garden of Eden was over there when it was actually an Atlantean.
Interesting claim, sir.
That's a Ponce de Leon thought.
Thanks for the call. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a vitamin and an antioxidant in chewable form. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. You don't need to take any other vitamin or antioxidant if you're taking Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's made of the best stuff in the world. You can call for a free week at 800-219-8874. It's just a little charge for shipping and handling. 1-800-219-8874. Get a free week to try it out and see if you like it. Choose for Health Superfruit Complex.
We go right back to your phone calls about what you want. It's Charles listening to WSC in South Carolina. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is Charles Williams in Charleston, South Carolina.
We believe in Charles.
I am a fitter slash welder, and I am very dedicated to my job, and I have a medical reason to smoke marijuana.
Okay.
When I was in high school back in 74, I caught hepatitis, I don't know, C or D.
Jeez.
It really like almost destroyed my liver. And these army doctors told me after they had gotten me well to eat a lot of oranges to enhance my appetite. But then they also said that, well, if that don't work, they kind of like winked at me. They told me to smoke marijuana. Right now, if I don't smoke marijuana, and I haven't because I'm getting ready to go to another job because these communists out at the shipyard, Denton Shipyard, Charleston, South Carolina, they had a surprise drug test the second of this month, and about 60 subcontractors had HTC in their system, and we all got
THC.
Fired.
THC, yeah. Now, wow. 60 people, 60
right,
of the subcontractors.
People, and then they brought in a bunch of foreigners who can't speak English, and they're paying them a third of what my company actually charges for our labor because we're professional, skilled labor, and you get what you pay for. They had a four-alarm fire back in June where this person who couldn't understand English cut off into a fuel tank.
But I think they would have figured that out.
When I'm on marijuana, right. I take more pride in my work, and I actually feel I'm doing a more better job, and I'm faster at it because we had two sections of steel that we had to put in, and there was three of us, and there was five of these other alcoholics over on the other side of this Navy dry dock. And we finished putting our steel in 4 hours, and these alcoholics over on the other side, they hadn't even started dogging the plates in, and we had finished our job in less than 4 hours, and we were walking around the shipyard pissing up a rope for like 8 hours because we had already done our job.
Hey, great story. Thank you for sharing it tonight, and thanks for the call, Charles. 800-259-9231.
I can't imagine what that euphemism means.
You know, it's funny, though. You know, it's an altered state. When you get high from marijuana, when you're smoking cannabis or vaporizing it or consuming it, you can also cook it. You can make canna butter. Can use butter and extract the, you heat the marijuana, you kind of chop it up and crush it up and put it in the butter and you heat it up. And over time, there's instructions on the internet. You can go to arrowid.org and learn more about this stuff. But, you know, if you don't want to smoke it, you can actually consume it through your stomach. It'll certainly get you nice and high if you do it that way, because then you don't lose any of it by the smoking process, by the incineration process. So what I'm trying to say here is that it's just another product that alters one's state. And now in what way your state will be altered? Well, we've talked about how it's not as much of a kind of dramatic alteration as is, say, drinking five shots of whiskey. It's not as dramatic. But you're not necessarily inebriated. You're not in a state that means that you can't accomplish things. And I think that's one of the propaganda pieces that has been pretty effective. I mean, even in my own life, the first time I saw that the government's propaganda was really just a bunch of nonsense about how they try to make marijuana consumers out to be a bunch of losers, shiftless losers that are just completely useless, jobless, and pathetic. Well, I remember when I was 17, I was working at Clear Channel down in Sarasota, Florida. And my mentor there, and he is a great, great guy, now working down in Fort Myers, but my mentor there would blaze up. He'd smoke marijuana out back of the radio station after he was done with his air shift. I don't know if he did it beforehand or not, but he definitely did it after he was done with his air shift, and that was before he went into the production room. Now, Mark, you've been a salesman in radio for a long time. You know that the production guy's got a pretty technical job. I mean,
Technical and very creative.
He's in there, yeah, creative, right? And he's in there tweaking knobs and dials and setting things and doing recording, and it's a very technical job, and you've got clients that are calling on you to make sure you get them a spot that sounds good.
It's very important.
They want their commercial to sound good.
If you're spending thousands, more tens of thousands of dollars a month on radio advertising, you need a commercial that sounds good and is motivating to people.
I remember when I saw him going out back and getting high before he went into the production room, I was shocked. Because I thought, well, wait a minute. Cannabis is supposed to be something that inhibits your ability to, you know, to enjoy yourself or inhibits your ability to think. Makes you stupid, right? Puts holes in your brain or whatever other nonsense that they claim. Makes you grow breasts if you're a man. Hair on your palms. I don't know what all the false, nonsensical scare tactics are out there, but it's a scare tactic. Am I saying that that means that anybody who has any job will perform better with marijuana? No, but that was the experience of Charles, who just talked to us from South Carolina there. That was his experience. And there are many others who absolutely swear by it. They say it helps them feel more creative. I'm not going to say they're wrong. 800-259-9231. We go to Don in North Carolina. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, bro.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Have I missed it, or has anybody brought up the fact that we need to re-legalize marijuana?
It hasn't been brought up this evening, and there have been a couple of opportunities where I could have like jumped in and stepped on somebody who was talking, but I really appreciate that you brought it up. The fact is, marijuana has been legal longer in the United States than it was illegal.
Right. George Washington grew marijuana.
So did Thomas Jefferson.
Right, all of our forefathers, that was one of their major crops. I'm 59 years old. I have smoked marijuana. I have smoked cigarettes since I was 12. Mm. I cannot quit cigarettes. I'm very addictive. Cigarettes are the most addictive drug there is, and it is a drug, you know.
Well, I think that if you've tried some of the new modern, treatments for them, I think you'll probably have a better time than just trying to quit on your own.
I have heart problems. I've got a heart defibrillator and all this mess, diabetes. Plus, I go to a pain clinic and I cannot, you know, they do the urine test every month and all that. But believe me, as soon as I leave, I burn me a couple. But, well, hey, gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, you certainly do. Now, you said you're addicted to cigarettes. Do you consider yourself addicted to marijuana?
No. There's no such thing. I'm sorry. I don't know of anybody, and believe me. And, the biggest thing that I want to say
quickly.
Government didn't realize how much money they could be making off marijuana.
You know, it's true what you're saying. They certainly could make a whole lot off of taxing it, but I don't ever advocate for that. I just want them to make it not a criminal act anymore and just put it into the marketplace, and please don't tax it. I don't want to pay the government for what they've done to all these people over time. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's ALKAZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there free, including updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to remodel your bathroom or kitchen with new knobs and fixtures, you can go to innerknobs.com. They have towel bars there and all the knobs that you might find at Home Depot or any of the specialty stores. But they have them at wholesale prices. So you can find the knobs that you want and then go find them at innerknobs.com and save a lot of money. If you use code FTL, you can save an additional 10%. That's FTLs in Free Talk Live. It's innerknobs.com. I used them. It's the service is great and friendly.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls. Go to Cameron, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
No problem. What's on your mind today? Make sure you turn down your radio because we can hear it in the background.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead, sir.
I think why shouldn't the government tax the marijuana? Because that would help us with the financial crisis, you know, that we're having.
Would it help us with the financial crisis?
Right, the government has all the money in the world, and they still have a financial crisis.
Yeah.
They're bad at this.
It's just another excuse for everybody. You know,
what's an excuse?
The government, it's a messed up thing.
Yeah, the government is messed up. So how about this? Instead of taxing people, how about we all just keep the money that we earn, we spend it, save it, and give it away in the way we think is best?
Exactly. We could do that, too. And if we just legalize marijuana, I think the world would be a happier place.
I would totally agree with you there. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Cameron?
No, I just want to thank Rich, though, for what he's been doing in Keene, holding the rally every day, 420.
It's been amazing here. There's no doubt about it. And it continues on. For our listeners that don't know what you're talking about, we started the show out with Rich Paul. He's one of the Free State Project members who's moved here in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And liberty's more than just about cannabis, but this is certainly a great issue to bring people into the movement with. Thank you, Cameron, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a great issue to bring people in with because, Mark, as you pointed out, there are a lot of people that have done this. I mean, in fact, the statistics show that one out of three American adults admit to have smoked marijuana at some point in their lives. One
That's
out the of two.
Admit.
What, 50% of parents in America admit to smoking marijuana at some point in their life. So it's the number one cash crop, I think, in a lot of states. I don't know if it's nationwide, but it's certainly...
Oh, I've heard that it's the number one cash crop in the world.
I believe that would be the case. And, of course, that would only be... That's only true because it's prohibited. It wouldn't be as valuable if it weren't prohibited. And, of course, that's what happens when you prohibit things. They go underground and you have to pay.
It's just a weed.
Nose.
It's easy as heck to grow.
Yeah.
There's no reason in the world that it should be the crop that the most money is spent on the planet because there's no good reason for it. But, that's the way it goes.
All right. We continue with Ed. Listening in Milwaukee, you're on Free Talk Live. Ed. Ed? Good evening, sir. You are on the air.
Hello. Ed? This is Brandon.
Brandon, calling from...
Yeah. Ed now, Brandon.
Milwaukee.
Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind?
Money does grow on trees. I saw that when I was a kid, It's like, people would tell me that, and I thought it was funny. I was like, money grows on trees. Y'all tell me it does, but, cash crop. Anyways, I think that's not going to happen for legalization unless we can get enough people with enough power that can overdo the pharmaceutical companies that have a lot of... interest in it not becoming legal. It would take the place of a lot of these drugs that they're pushing off on people with all these wild side effects, So it's kind of like a repetitious circle that they run themselves in.
It is a government by the it is a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists.
I tend to agree with what you're saying. In fact, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier about how the political process is so very difficult. It's designed to be difficult to change. It is it's nearly impossible to get things done as far as changing it from within the system. But if you were to get enough people together, as we're starting to see happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, and hopefully soon in Manchester, and maybe in your area, it depends on if people pick up the ball and run with it. But if enough people are willing to be... If you're willing to accept the cage, if you're willing to come to the conclusion that if you're going to stand up for freedom, that there's a good chance that they may lock you in a jail cell, as long as you're willing to take that step, then a whole host of options opens up. If you have several people that are willing to go to jail in order to be free in this particular area and in others, then it completely changes the game. Because if you have enough people that are partaking in marijuana, for instance, as we had about 100 people today gathered in the park. I'm not saying they were all smoking, but there was a good amount of them that were. If you've got enough people that are engaging in that civil disobedience and they're not going to cooperate, so for instance, if they were to be arrested and you were to arrest 25 people for smoking marijuana and all 25 of them were to essentially say they were not guilty, go to trial, tie up the court system, that costs them thousands of dollars. Then when the judge hits you with a fine, you tell them you're not going to pay it, they put you in a jail cell, then they have to pay $80 a day to keep you in that jail cell. You've got that across 25 different people or 200 people or however many people you can get on board, you've broken the system at that point. They don't have the kind of finances at the state level, at least. The feds can print the money out, but the states can't. So the states don't have the kind of financing to put that many people in jail all at once. So that's why I think that a process of civil disobedience is very, very important in non-cooperation because the system just isn't designed for it. The system is designed for people who are going to go along to get along, for people that just want to shove it under the rug and move on with their lives. But if you're willing to go to jail, if you're willing to pay that price, and there are more people who are also similarly willing, you have so much more influence and ability to change things than I think you realize.
Yeah, well, I think, though, for people that do smoke pot are a little bit more easygoing. And, if you look at a lot of these protesters that are protesting more aggressively, they still can't really get a lot of change going on just by acting out. They get painted in a bad light or somehow they put a negative spin on it so that it never seems to have the impact that you want it to.
Well, I see where you're coming from, and when you're talking about protesters, I would agree with you. A bunch of people yelling and chanting and screaming, out in front of whatever the heck it is they're protesting, I agree with you, isn't generally going to do very much. I mean, for instance, look at the little Tea Party thing they had in D.C. They were bragging about all the people that they had down there, but what are the politicians going to do? They're not going to change their behavior. They're not going to change anything there.
I think people need to get out and have their voices heard, but I do agree that if it's done in a more civil manner, that they'll have some more luck. I understand the anger that many people feel, but...
Oh, yeah. I offered Lieutenant Shane Maxfield a hug today. I mean, we've got the Keene police. We've got the Keene police hugging squad here in Keene, so we're definitely not coming at it from an angry protest kind of from a perspective like you're talking about there. Because I completely agree with you.
Like, I wouldn't say like a protest necessarily. It's just that to make a necessary change, you really have to make some sort of an impact, and it really has to do, I guess, a lot with how the local police department, you know, pursue that type of angle. Where
that's
I
true,
up,
and they can choose to not do it. They can choose to ignore cannabis smokers, and I don't care if they change the law or not. If they start ignoring people that are consuming cannabis, then that's a win, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. I guess another benefit of having it illegal is that the price has been relatively unchanged in the past decade or so. There's very little things we can say that, you know, otherwise
well, that's,
that.
I don't know about that, because what you're not factoring in is the fact that because it's illegal, it's probably about 1,700 to 5,000% more expensive than it should be. You know, it's just a weed. So what happens is when you've got the growers, for instance, wherever they are, some of them are in Mexico. You've got a grower in Mexico. He's selling several hundred pounds or thousands of pounds to his distributors. They're paying, you know, a pretty low price for it. And then every single hand that it passes through, probably marking it up $50 to $100 a pound before it finally hits the street level, where it's up to, depending on the quality level, it's up to anywhere from $800 to $5,000 per pound. I mean, if you go down to your local grocery store and go to the bagged salad section, you can find a bag of salad that's more than 16 ounces for about $3. So, you know, there's a big price disparity that's brought in because it's a black market product. But I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank listening in Canton, Ohio, to WCER. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Free Talkers.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Hey, being an old-timer and growing up in the hippie generation, you know, what you're taking on is the entire matrix control grid. See, that pumps so much money and fines into the judiciary system and the local and federal government judiciary.
It sure does, and they're not going to go away easily. There's no doubt about it. I'm under no illusions that this will be an easy process, but
yeah,
it sure is fun. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, because I don't feel like I'm fighting anymore, Mark. I feel like I'm having a good time, and they're trying to fight us, but we're just living free.
I don't fight.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, all free for you, including the webcam as well. And also, we just added the brand-new Free Talk Live listen line, so you can listen on any telephone anywhere, your cell phone, your landline phone, as long as you've got long-distance service. Whatever it is you pay for long-distance, you'll be able to use the listen lines. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get all of those options, listen.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know somebody who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of collecting on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, we're continuing here. I believe this is a lady. Christy, you're in Manchester, and you're listening to WGIR.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just, you know, happened to come upon this station by chance tonight. And I think you guys should be encouraging people to drop the drugs, drop the alcohol, and live a straight life. I mean,
why?
That's freedom. That's freedom.
How can you say? I mean, maybe it's freedom for you, but what if I enjoy altering my consciousness?
Well, I think it's sad.
Why?
It's a sad existence. When people have to be addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Oh, I'm not addicted.
Now you're assuming addiction. Christy, throughout man's history, people
It's an awful thing.
Which one?
Terrible.
Are we talking about caffeine?
It breaks apart families.
Are
we talking about caffeine here, or are we talking about coffee? Are we talking about cigarettes? Are we talking about alcohol? I'm not sure which one we're talking about.
We're talking about alcohol. We're talking about marijuana. We're talking about drug use in general.
What about caffeine? Are we talking about caffeine? Christy, just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Are we talking about caffeine as well?
I'm talking about something that, what you just said, is mind-altering.
Caffeine
is mind-altering. If you have a chocolate candy bar and there's caffeine in it, it doesn't get you high.
Wait a minute.
Christy, I'm sensitive to caffeine, and I can tell you, two Diet Cokes will make me a very angry, angry man.
That's what I'm telling you. It's a sad and miserable existence, and you guys should be encouraging be free in their mind, and to be free is to be clear-headed.
I do encourage people.
Somebody gets down and smokes a joint and gets high. They sit on the couch and they turn into a blob.
Yeah,
I don't need to know much about people that smoke pot, Christy.
Right. Yeah, Christy.
They procrastinate. That's what you guys were talking about on your show
so
tonight.
So cliche.
Then, Christy, what I can say then is the people that don't smoke pot make sweeping generalizations, because you just did, and you don't smoke pot. So the fact is, people that smoke marijuana come from all stripes. They're from the highest levels of education and government down to the lowest of prisoners and all in between.
And it's the same people that have a glass of wine, and it goes all the way down to the bum, that's homeless because of alcohol took him over.
Sure.
We should all be encouraged to not have to do that.
Right. I encourage that.
Free in their mind is to be free of substance abuse.
Christy. The fact is, everybody.
That's my personal opinion, guys.
I'm with you.
I'd like
everybody
Mark to make
does that
point
stuff.
Here. Mark, go ahead with your point.
Everybody does that stuff. Everybody uses substances. It seems like the vast majority of humans use some kind of substance throughout their day or week.
Not Christy. She doesn't.
What a sad, sad state of affairs.
Do you have a cup of coffee in the morning, Christy?
And at this time in our history, if that's the case,
we've always done it. Christy, it's been done throughout humans. How many people do you know, Christy, that can't get up in the morning? They can't function without a cup of coffee.
Well, you have to have piece of bread to live, to survive.
You don't need coffee to survive.
You can have a glass of water instead of coffee.
You're right. You don't have to have coffee. You can have decaffeinated if it really
bothers
you.
And it's a miserable existence to have that cup of coffee.
If it's mind-altering to you, Diet Coke is mind-altering, then don't have the Diet Coke.
No, I'll have the Diet Coke when I please. Thank you very much, Christy. But is it a sad, miserable existence that the person has a cup of coffee?
That's my point.
This isn't
Amsterdam. It's the United States of America.
Whatever that means. That's just another arbitrary line on a map somewhere. Christy, look, question for you. I want to talk to you about this.
We should be a free nation,
Christy,
and not be a bunch of drug addicts.
Okay, great. I see where you're coming from. You believe you're better than somebody who alters their consciousness.
No, I don't. I think it's sad, and I want to encourage people to stay off the drugs.
Christy, slow down for a moment here.
Dude, I've known too many people that have died because of drugs. One small drug leads to a harder drug into a harder one.
I don't know anyone.
Trust me, I know. Five times as many people die from prescribed prescription drugs in the United States than die from overdoses of illegal drugs. Give me that bull crap about drugs are terrible.
Prescription drugs are terrible. They're awful.
Fine. Fine and dandy, Christy.
Those are natural stuff.
How many people do you want to put in prison for using them? That's my question.
I think it's terrible that they go to prison. I think they should have to pay a fine for that kind of a thing if they're going to get in trouble.
Who the hell are you to tell somebody they have to pay a fine?
Calm down, Mark.
Who are you, Christy?
They have to go behind bars.
Christy, I think you should have to pay a fine.
Christy, can we have a conversation?
Christy.
A violent crime.
Can we have a conversation, Christy?
I think that's sweeping.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't think anybody.
You haven't stopped.
Yes, you have, Christy. If I don't want to pay your fine, where the heck do I go?
Well, my point is...
Christy, I want a fine for sweeping generalizations.
Can you drive down the highway? Can you drive down the highway 120 miles
an hour? I want a fine for people that don't engage in conversations with other people.
Christy,
when
we have a conversation, it requires going a little back and forth here. Now, I want to touch on something. Mark, I just want you to stand back for a moment here. Calm down. Christy, you said that you believe that using some sort of drug to alter one's state of consciousness is sad. You think it's a sad state of existence. So I have to ask, when a deer approaches a marijuana plant in the woods and nibbles off one of the buds, is that sad? Is that deer living a sad state of existence?
I have no idea. I've never heard of an animal eating something
No idea what you're talking about. You don't know thing about cannabis. You don't know anything about it.
I understand that you want to partake of that drug. And
I do. Trust me.
Listen, I understand that you should have the right to do that.
Well, thank
where
you.
It's legal. Where it's legal.
Christy, those politicians don't own you.
Let me have a turn. the local law says I can go 65 miles an hour on the highway. If I choose to go 120 and they pull me over and there's consequences, well, that's the land I live in. So if I go to another country where it's the speed limit is where however fast they want to go, okay, then I understand I can go that fast. But I live here, so I got to obey the laws. But my point is that I don't think somebody should have to be behind bars because of drug use.
Great.
Well, I'm sorry. You're wrong. That's the law, Christy. So you better leave the country.
I think that's a sad law. I think that should be changed.
You don't get to think like that. That's not the law.
Christy, you know what? What you need to understand is that since the beginning of time, human beings and other animals have been altering their state of consciousness. Believe it or not, it's not just a human being thing.
Robins eat elderberries in the fall and get drunk on them.
Yes, so this is a common thing amongst the various different creatures of this earth.
I know it's easy to feel
We're superior.
Telling you, Christy.
It's easier to, you know, to feel
superior
about this.
I'm just trying to tell you. Well, I've had people close to me die because of drug use.
That's nice, Christy. How many of them died because of cannabis use?
It's not nice. It's a very sad thing.
How many of them died because of cannabis use?
Ever heard of anybody dying from pot, Christy?
I've heard of people doing some really terrible things.
Like what? Like what?
Because of pot.
Go ahead.
So,
give me one of them.
You know,
one
drug leads to another.
Christy, give me one example.
It's the gateway example.
Christy, the government's own Institute of Medicine study from around the year 2000 found conclusively that it is not a gateway drug in point of fact. But nonetheless, give me one example of this awful thing.
But sweeping generalizations are still legal.
Wait, Christy, I want a concrete example. Christy, you made the claim, Christy, you made the claim that you've heard of all these horrible things that people did because of cannabis. Go ahead and give me one of them.
Well, I want to ask you, is it addictive or not?
No.
That is a lie.
All the science proves otherwise. Sorry.
Okay,
but you can say what you want on the radio. It's still a free country, but all the science says otherwise.
To make it legal because you know it's addictive.
Christy,
you're wrong.
So are you going to say, Christy, you're telling me I'm a liar? You're saying I'm lying to you when I tell you that I quit smoking marijuana for a full year and had no problem whatsoever?
But you came back to it.
Because it's great. I enjoy my life when I have marijuana. It feels nice to get high. It feels good. It's something I enjoy doing. And for me, marijuana has been a critical component of my life. You talk about having an open mind and being free. I am free and I have an open mind today, I believe, because I started smoking cannabis when I was 16 years old. It helped me realize that I've been lied to by the government and that maybe everything wasn't quite as it seemed. Thanks for the call and the discussion tonight. I appreciate it. And go actually try to meet somebody that's a regular cannabis user.
Perhaps look up the science on this stuff that you want to fine people for using.
Instead of just spouting off a bunch of nonsense.
As though that they're not going to go to jail for not paying that fine.
See you Monday night, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at...
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live.